Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Barbeque Nation Hospitality Limited Q2 FY25 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participants' lines will be in listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Bijay Sharma, Head of Investor Relations. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Sejal. Welcome, everyone, to Barbeque Nation Hospitality's Q2 FY25 earnings conference call. For today's call, I have with me Mr. Kayum Dhanani, Managing Director, Mr. Rahul Agrawal, CEO and Whole Time Director, and Mr. Amit Betala, CFO. We will begin the call with Mr. Kayum sharing his perspective on overall demand scenario and key highlights for the quarter. This will be followed by a detailed discussion on business performance and outlook by Mr. Rahul. Post that, we'll open the forum for an interactive Q&A session. Before we begin, I would like to remind you that some of the statements made in today's conference call may be forward-looking in nature and may involve risks and uncertainties. Kindly refer to the earnings presentation for a detailed disclaimer. I now hand over the conference to Mr. Kayum Dhanani. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you very much. A very good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I take the pleasure in welcoming you to Q2 FY25 conference call of Barbeque Nation. Over the quarters, we have relentlessly focused on maintaining best-in-category guest experience to drive dining growth. This has helped us in delivering same-store dining growth, which is better than the industry. The company reported same-store sales growth of -2.5%, which was an improving trend on a month-on-month basis. This was a remarkable feat, given that the operating environment continues to remain challenging, particularly for the value segment. We are optimistic that this improvement trend will continue and will benefit us in upcoming seasonally strong operating periods. During the quarter, we reported revenues of 306 crores, an increase of 1.3% year-on-year. Second quarter is a seasonally weaker quarter and has historically been lower than the quarter one in revenues. However, this year, we reported flat sequential sales in quarter two. We continue to report positive same-store sales EBITDA growth. Our relentless focus on cost efficiencies, productivity, menu engineering, and better management of input costs has helped improve margins despite the negative SSSG. Our reported pre-Ind AS operating EBITDA increased by 23% compared to the same period last year. Pre-Ind AS EBITDA margins improved by around 100 basis points on a year-on-year basis. Margin improvement was stronger in Barbeque Nation India business and international business. Our margin in premium CDR segment reduced due to the impact of new stores. Same-store margin in the premium CDR segment continues to track well. We remain committed to enhance our guest experience through culinary innovations, food festivals, and restaurant upgrades. We undertook Chettinad Our Kitchen Festival across our Barbeque Nation restaurants in India to celebrate the heritage and flavors from South India. We have celebrated World Senior Citizens Day with Senior Legends Offer, where we had special packages for all the guests of above 60 years of age. In Toscano and Salt, we curated various special menus such as Pesto Special, which is Brew, Chef Special, Monsoon Mocktails, etc. The guest feedback from all these initiatives has been very encouraging. We added eight new restaurants in H1 and are on track to add another 25 new restaurants for FY25. With a focus on building a portfolio of scaled CDR brands, we expanded our premium CDR brands, Toscano and Salt, to Hyderabad. Further, we will take Toscano to Mumbai and Delhi this year. We have received very encouraging response from the guests for those brands in Hyderabad. While we are facing industry headwinds, we continue to work towards enhancing our guest experience to drive dining growth. For the medium term, we will target to add 100 new restaurants to reach 325 restaurants by FY27. We have built a strong tech-driven backend process over the years and are in very strong positioning to leverage these to scale the existing brand portfolio. Thank you, and I would like now to hand over to Rahul, who will walk you through the performance in detail. Thank you.
Thank you, Kayum. Good evening, everyone. During the quarter, we reported a revenue of 306 crores, a growth of 1.3% on year-on-year basis. The revenues were flat on sequential basis despite a seasonally weak quarter two. We reported negative same-store sales growth of 2.5% during the quarter, despite the prevailing slowdown in consumption across mass category discretionary spend. We have been able to improve our SSG trend on a gradual basis. We continue to experience month-on-month improvement in this SSG trend. Gross margins for the quarter increased by about 140 basis points on a year-on-year basis, net of the reclassification adjustments. This was primarily driven by cost efficiencies, menu engineering, and efficient management of input cost. Restaurant operating margins grew year-on-year by 12.5%, that is an increase from 11.2% in quarter 2 FY24 to 12.4% in quarter 2 FY25. Same-store EBITDA growth was positive for the second consecutive quarter. Pre-Ind AS operating EBITDA grew by 23.1% to 16.6 crores. Adjusted operating EBITDA margin for the quarter was 5.4%, an improvement of 96 basis points compared to same period last year. Consolidated reported operating EBITDA for the quarter increased by 3% year-on-year to 46 crores. Reported operating margins for the period was 14.9%. We also maintained robust cash to EBITDA to cash conversion and delivered around 15 crores of cash profit, an increase of 17% compared to the same period last year. We added 4 new restaurants in the quarter and closed 1 restaurant. At the close of the quarter, we had 222 restaurants, which included 187 restaurants of Barbecue Nation in India, 8 restaurants of Barbecue Nation in international markets, and 27 restaurants in premium CDR segment. In October 24, we have already launched another 3 new restaurants, and another 6 restaurants are under construction and expected to be launched in the coming months. We are on track to add 25 new restaurants in FY25. We are excited to build a portfolio of scale CDR brands and believe that these initiatives undertaken by us, coupled with network expansion, would further enhance our operating performance. Thank you. With this, we can open the session for Q&A.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Khush from InCred Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. Hope I'm audible. I wanted to understand how is the on-ground demand situation post the festive season? Because we are seeing some divergent commentaries from QSR and unlisted CDR players. So if it could be helpful to understand how the demand situation is.
Thanks, Kush. This is obviously a question which is in everybody's mind. But I'll tell you, in quarter two, things continue to remain challenging, and this is what we have heard across various spectrum. But there's a lot of inward measure that has been taken, which has helped us to at least gradually report onto our improvement in the same store sales numbers. Subsequent to quarter two, festive season for us is not the great period, because Navratras are also vegetarian specific days, which impact our business. But barring that, there is no significant improvement that we have seen on ground, which tends to sort of believe that the SSGs would generally come under a positive territory. But the one comment that I also make is there has been some regional shift at least that we have seen in our business, specifically in North and East India. We have seen good improvement in our SSG numbers. In fact, those territories are also in positive territory now. South India is specifically struggling for us, and continues to be in a negative territory.
Sure, sir. And sir, one question is, what would be the margins from the newer stores you used to give in the presentation earlier?
Did you say margin from the newer stores?
Yeah, yes.
So our restaurant operating margin, which is the brand margin from new store, is approximately 6% in the previous quarter.
So that could be 100 basis point improvement from Q2 FY24?
Yes.
Got it, sir. And last question is, how many out of the 27 premium CDR, how much will be Salt and Toscano?
We have 9 Salt and 18 Toscano as of quarter end.
Sure, got it. I'll get back in with you. Thank you.
Thank you,
Kush.
Before we take the next question, a reminder to all the participants, you may press star and 1 to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Tanish Mehta from iThought Financial Consulting, LLP. Please go ahead.
So my first question was with regards to our mixture of sales store and store margin. So you've been giving this numbers over the last 2 years and it has been consistently decreasing. So if you could just provide a little bit more clarity on as to why this is happening, and do you think it will go back to the earlier numbers, which was sales per stores for mature 7 crores and restaurant operating margin of 21% or 22%?
So the mature portfolio will behave in pretty much similar trend as the same store sales data. So if you look at last 2 years, at industry level, the same store sales data has been negative, which is then also impacting our matured store sales data. And given that the operating leverage in our business is extremely high, a drop in sales across these portfolio over a period of 1.5-2 years would lead to decline in your margins. Otherwise, you know, structurally, in terms of cost efficiencies, in terms of maintaining great guest experience on the store, we are on track, right? So that number of matured market and SSG will be in direct proportion to each other.
Okay, so in an ideal scenario, it should go back to 7 crores per restaurant and 21% margins. Is that right? Like,
yeah, absolutely. So it is right now a function of revenues and sales per store.
Okay. Right. Understood. Also, so how many of our stores are in Tier 2 and Tier 3 markets, and is there any major difference in store level economics between, let's say, Metro Tier 1 and Tier 2, Tier 3 markets?
I think they were around 24-25% of our stores in Tier 2, Tier 3 markets. Tier 2, Tier 3 markets have lower throughput and they have slightly lower gross margins because the pricing is slightly lower. But this gets compensated by lower manpower cost and lower rent cost. And otherwise, at a lower throughput of, say, 20% also, this will deliver a 20% EBITDA margin at store level.
Okay. Also, I think we have given a guidance of 100 stores, right, in the next 3 years. So how much debt would be required to fuel this expansion, or will we be able to do it?
No, historically, we have done it through our internal cash flows. So, you know, even if in the tough environment of current period, we have used our internal cash flows to grow. So now 100 stores would require approximately 300 crores. And in the next 2.5-3 years, just based on the last year's operating cash that we generated, it is enough to deliver that.
Okay. Also, one last question, if I can, before I join back in the queue. So what is our average 4% pricing at the moment, and what has been the average realization growth for us over the, let's say, last few years?
So it's they're different for different brands. For Barbeque India, it's approximately 830 odd rupees. For international markets, it's around 1500 odd rupees. For Toscano and Salt, it's around 1100 odd rupees, right? And the average pricing growth over last year, it's flattish. We have not taken any price hikes at a portfolio level. It's just marginal 0.2% increase in overall APC. If you look at the entire 222 store portfolio.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Thank you so much, sir. I will join back.
Thank you. Thank you, Danish.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and 1 to ask a question. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and 1 to ask a question. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next follow-up question is from the line of Kush from InCred Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. Just wanted to understand on the marketing spends, what would have been in this quarter and would you ramp up since you are also doing Toscano Salt stores? And the second question would be out of the 100 new stores that we would want to add, how much would be for the premium CDR?
Right. So on marketing spend side, we spent close to 1.7% during the quarter. And all of these marketing spends actually stepped above our store EBITDA or store profitability. So this 1.7 crore is pretty much consistent across the various formats that that we have. There's no corporate level marketing spend that is done over and above the store level. So even though something is done at a national level, it is proportional to the various stores in the country. And out of 100 stores that we are targeting, we will have around 35 to 40 restaurants coming from premium CDR. Around 15 will come from international markets, and the balance will come from Barbeque India.
Got it, sir. And in terms of your journey for store closure, this quarter you it has been consistently decreasing now to one store in this quarter. So do you see that in the second half you will be able to add 17 stores to reach a 25 store target? You see that much catchment area spaces, etc.?
No, they are. So the two parts of it, one is on the closed stores, whatever large scale stuff that we have to do, we have already done that in FY24. And now we keep looking at our portfolio and try and rebalance it and see which are the stores where the long-term economics are have deteriorated, right? So and that's when we take the call. Frankly, I think there would be maybe one closures every quarter going forward. Now, in terms of our 25 new store targets, we've already done 8 in H1. Like I said, we've also done 3 more in October. Some of these pipelines were back-ending, and we have 6 under construction, right? So 17 is done. For the balance 8, we have a very strong pipeline of around 15 sites. Some of these will come in quarter 4 and some of these will also come in quarter 1 of next financial year.
Got it, sir. And last question from my side is, what is the sensitivity of EBITDA margins to your SSG? So 1% improvement decline, how much it would be impacting your margins?
So our flow through from top line to bottom line is around 50%. So any SSG increase of say 5% will help us to improve our margins by 2 to 3%. This is we have also been, I mean, if you look at last two quarters, our SSG have been lower, but our same store EBITDA margins have been better, right? So
yeah.
There's a lot of work being done at the company level on items like menu engineering, maintain your gross margins, you know, cost efficiencies, supply chain costs. Store manpower realignment given that the sales were slightly lower. So so that's the reason why we are able to do that. But frankly, long term, it has to get back to a long term SSG trend that the companies have been doing always of around 4 to 5% to maintain our long term margins of around 18-19% at store level.
Sure. And this would remain same across all the three categories. Portfolio brands, or this would be higher for the premium CDR?
No, broadly same, but since international business and premium CDR business today is overall only 15% of our portfolio, and they are in metro markets, premium metro markets, where the throughput and margins are better. Barbeque India, which is more spread out tier 2 tier 3 markets, and the impact on the mass discretionary spend has been more related to Barbeque India. We are seeing margins to be slightly lower for that. But margin improvement in the current quarter or the first half has been better in Barbeque Nation India and slightly lower in premium CDR. The impact has been largely because of the impact of new stores. We had to spend money in the initial phase for liquor licenses, which obviously gets charged off to P&L. but structurally on the same store basis, even the premium CDRs margins are maintained.
Got it, sir. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Khush.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Naitik from NV Alpha Fund. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. My first question is if you could give us a mix of, the mature stores and mixed stores. And and the second question in the same sense is, what is the SSG for a mature store this quarter?
No, SSG and mature stores are similar, right? So mature stores are something which is more than 2 years old, and SSG is something which have been operating for full year in both the periods, right? So a mature store portfolio will also reflect, say, maybe a 2.5% SSG decline, right? In terms of store counts, mature portfolios would have approximately 180 odd stores, and the balance will be new. 185 or so.
985 stores, okay. And what are the restaurant level margins we make in the mature stores?
So mature restaurant margins are around 14% right now.
14% right now. But,
yeah,
but
this is for the quarter two.
Quarter two, 14%. Okay, but they can make 20%, like that is the potential they have, right? Restaurant level margins for the mature stores.
Yes, so like I also mentioned in my previous comments when I think Khush asked, it all depends on SSG, right, or the throughput of the store. We are in an environment wherein over the period of last 2 years, there has been negative SSG. So if we revert back to those sales number, the operating leverage story will play out, and this 14% will increase to around 17-18%, which is what we used to do always.
All right. That's it from us. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Palesh Kavale from Nuvama Wealth Management. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Sorry to interrupt you, sir. I would request you to please use your handset.
Am I audible now?
Yes, sir. Please go ahead.
Sir, where do you see your store count? In terms of store closure, do you plan to close any stores in the second half?
Well, I think we will have two stores which might close in the second half.
And sir, in terms of store additions, you plan to add pretty aggressive numbers the revenue number, like performance in H1 has kind of been flattish. So what gives you the confidence of adding stores in such an environment, and why not delay the store additions? If you give any color on, yeah.
No, so you have to look at it, from the perspective of, say, last 6-8 quarters. In FY24, we looked at our margin drop, and we said, today we will focus on trying to increase the throughput of our existing stores rather than focusing on adding more capacity. And we looked at our portfolio, and in some cases, in tier-two markets, we also closed few stores, and that was what we did in FY24. Post that, we obviously realized that the operating environment is weak for the entire industry and not just us. After having done obviously those measures and having a good control on our operating expenses, we're very comfortable with the operating level matrix at the outlet, and that reason why you will see in the first half of this financial year there has been almost a 25% increase in our profitability, or both restaurant operating margins and overall EBITDA margins, right? By the start of this calendar year, we are geared up to start our expansion. Obviously, one bad period doesn't mean that the potential for a new store is not there. We have mapped out pretty much 100 sort of trade markets where we can take out Barbeque Nation brands. And all we are saying is, out of these, based on the site that comes in and based on the economics that are offered to us, we'll end up opening every 50 of these. That's on Barbeque Nation. Generally on brand like Toscano, it is extremely strong in in South India with strong presence in Bangalore, Chennai, and Pune. And then we took it to Hyderabad. We got great response. And then now we are taking this to Bombay and Delhi. Delhi, in fact, has already launched in this quarter. And Bombay will launch hopefully by December end or early March, sorry, early Jan. And if you look at both the brands and the way it runs, Toscano in Bangalore has around 11 stores. So if Bangalore can take a premium CDR like Toscano with 11 outlets, I'm sure that places like Bombay and Delhi can take much more. So these two markets are another, these two brands are another focus areas for us, which will expand over a period of time. So we also remain very comfortable with our operating cash generation, which is adequate to fund these growth for us. And that is what is guiding our strategy.
Yes, thank you for the detailed answer. So my next question is, if you separate value CDR versus a premium CDR, which segment excites you most for next 2 to 3 years?
Well, I mean, both have advantages. In the value CDR, we have obviously built a 1,000 crore business with approximately 200 stores, right? And obviously, we have seen various ups and downs in this journey of building 200 stores. And as we navigate through the market, we also of course correct ourselves, right? For example, in our core value segment CDR, we are also optimizing our space. We are trying to take some more premium sites with natural flow of traffic. We are working a lot on our value engineering and new design so that the spaces are more optimized. So that is a different segment, all right? And we still excite a large part of this country, wherein this see significant value to have unlimited meal with unlimited starters and that too high cost protein starters like prawn, chicken, mutton, fish, right? So I think that market for a country like India is extremely large, and we'll continue to grow that business. Similarly, we will utilize our existing backend to grow another brand, which is the premium CDRs, both of which one are very, very strong brands. They have got great guest ratings, and it's a matter of executing it slowly and steadily in various parts of this country. Utilize that. India is a highly segmented market for CDRs, and there are very few brands who have crossed, 100 crore sort of mark. But if executed well, all of these brands have large consumer base in the country. So when we started Barbecue Nation, say 10 years back, there was no category like Barbecue Nation or Barbecue All You Can Eat. Right now, today, the largest brand in this category is from Barbecue All You Can Eat. And I believe that the country can take at least 500 crore plus brands for Italian cuisine, for Indian a la carte, for Oriental cuisines. The consumption is there in the country.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for that. And sir, has there been such a prolonged slowdown in the history of the company, if you could think of?
So I think if I look at 10-year back data, 2015, 2016 also had periods of negative SSG.
Okay. That's it from my side, sir. Thank you for your detailed answer and all the best.
Thank you, Paj.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Giriraj Daga from Visaria Family Trust. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hello, team. Am I audible?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Yeah. Actually, my question is more of a structural kind of nature, and your thought process would help there. So just to understand, what is the, my first question related to that, what is the demand elasticity to the price hikes what we take in the system? So sitting on this side of the table, what we understand or what we feel is that probably 1 or 2% price hike will not make a material difference to the thought process of a consumer, that he will okay not come to the restaurant because of the 1 to 2% price hikes. Mm-hmm. And in a demand environment, which is like obviously sometimes we will have good demand environment, sometimes we will have not so good demand environment. So why not keep a habit of taking a small price hike every time, so that our store economics doesn't go for a toss for a period when we go through a bad period, because that's after one or let's say two, three more quarter down the line when the demand environment improves. And that time if we'll go for the price hike, probably that will lead a chunky price hike of 3-4%, maybe 5% to offset the inflation on our overhead cost. So why not keep taking a small price hike of 1-2%, part of the portfolio, sometime quarter, some month, some other part of the portfolio. What are your thoughts there?
No, very good question, Diwal. And I think you are absolutely right. Frankly, we maintain that. Just to note on our pricing strategy, we don't have a uniform price pan-India for all our restaurants. We have pricing based on weekday weekend. We have pricing based on lunch, dinner, and we have pricing based on the market that we're operating in. So, for example, a craft place kind of market in Delhi versus, say, a Lakshmi Nagar kind of market will have different pricing, right? So we do that, and we also have differential pricing for weekday lunches versus, say, weekend dinners and Sunday lunches. So I think in those aspects, we have taken a couple of percentage price hikes as and where we believe that the elasticity is okay. But when I say that over the period of last year, we don't have any price hike on a portfolio level. One thing we've done also is we have launched a concept called Express Buffets, where we don't serve the live grill, but we offer full-fledged buffet at a price point of 400 rupees. So this is something which has done extremely well in our tier 2, tier 3 markets in lunch session on weekdays. Right, and the net impact, we got very, very, high level of volume increase in these markets. And obviously pricing was dropped by almost 30% by also doing the menu engineering that they've done. So the net impact of all of these things is that the pricing overall is 0.2%. But on the same market basis, we would take a couple of percentage price hike every year.
Okay, so should we assume that 2-3% kind of price hike every year? That's the normal benchmark, or it can be less than that?
That is, if I look at the last 10-year data, and I'm excluding the COVID periods of ups and downs, but in that time frame, our CAGR price hike would be around 2.5-3%.
Okay.
And that's also required, otherwise you won't beat inflation, right? Beyond a point, you can't do
any cost efficiency. It's an apprehension from my side.
No, absolutely. Your question was bang on.
Okay. Second, on the, let's say if I to understand, let's say like we are, if I let's look at last 2-3 year data, probably we are doing similar number in the first half compared to last year first half and compared to prior to that year first half also. So let's say in 22, we had done about 625 crore of revenue. This time we are about, let's say, 610 crore kind of a number, roughly 2-3% down. If I look at the, let's say, number of customer, number of bill cuts, number of some other metrics, is the number has gone down, the per bill value has gone down, or the number of customer has gone down? How will you describe that data?
It has dropped marginally. See, because if the overall revenues are dropped by, say, 2% versus last year, the pricing has been flattish. So the balance comes from the volume, right? So when we look at our SSSG numbers, the drop has largely been on the number of customers or the number of bill cuts in these cases.
Okay, number of bill cuts has gone down. Okay, last thing from my side. Generally, quarter three is seasonally the best quarter for us.
Right.
Many times we have even got it 8-10% quarter on quarter improvement also compared to what we get in a. And this time we added some new restaurant also, some chunky restaurant addition has happened already quarter three in October itself. So should we fairly be confident that probably this time 10% growth over the September is, looks fairly doable? Will you say that? Yes.
So very difficult to give me an exact number, but like you mentioned, a few positive things happening. The store counts that we're entering into this quarter, we're entering with additional, say, around 8-9 new restaurants. So on a portfolio of 220, that is 2-3%, 4% coming from that. Sequentially, we're also seeing improvement in our SSG numbers, right? So quarter one was down at around 7%, which has improved to around 2.5%. In fact, when we exited September, we were actually marginally flattish there, right? So these two are very positive trends by which we hope that that will be the numbers that you are mentioning. But obviously, very difficult to predict. Things have been very abrupt of it.
Sure. Thank you for my side.
Thank you, Dheeraj.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Sakshat from Old Bridge Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, Rangel team. Thanks for the opportunity. Hi. I have a couple of questions. Firstly, slightly on the value sheet part, there is a slight intent for not growth implementing the gross debt levels.
Sorry, your voice is not very audible.
Okay, is this better now?
Yeah.
Okay. So my question basically is related to the balance sheet part. So two parts to it. Firstly, there is a slight increase in gross debt. I think it's gone up by 10-12 odd crores. So firstly, could you please explain what is that for? Like, what has led to that? Secondly, your capex number for H1 is at around 40 odd crores. Could you please help us with a split of that? Because I think with 8 new restaurants coming in, that should be somewhere on 25-26 odd crores of capex. What else is actually going into that number? So that's my first question.
Yeah, sure. On balance sheet, so gross debt has gone up by 10 crores. We have done additional purchase or increased our stake in Toscano business. And for that we have spent around 4 crores in quarter two. So that's the gross debt part. On capex of 40 crores, there is around 25 crores spent on new sites. We have around 7 crores that was spent on some of the existing site relocation / renovations. As we discussed earlier, we are investing a lot on ambience improvement and restaurant upgrades, right? So drive our dining growth. And balance 8 crores has gone into regular maintenance activities that we do for all our restaurants.
Sure. Secondly, I think you came out with a press release 2-3 months back mentioning your foray or probably possible foray into Sri Lanka. So could you please share any updates there?
Yeah, so we have contacted a company and starting our first restaurant there. That site is under construction now and should start trading in hopefully January this year, next year.
And how should we look at that market as a potential opportunity? Can you help us size it in a bit, whatever is possible?
We have 8 restaurants outside in multiple places, largely in the Middle East. We are opening up our first restaurant in Sri Lanka. I don't think we will add more for at least 3-4 quarters. And after that, we will look at the response and see whether we need to add more in Colombo or other parts of Sri Lanka. So if you look at our business divisions, apart from Barbecue India and Premium CDR, we have international business in which we have 8 restaurants. This year, frankly, we plan to add 3 more restaurants, out of which 2 would come in Middle East and 1 is coming in Sri Lanka.
Okay, sure. Yeah, that's all from me. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and 1 to ask a question. The next follow-up question is from the line of Netik from NV Alpha. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. My follow-up question is, we have seen last 3-4 quarters sustaining gross margin of around 68%. So can you just give us some color on what are the changes that you have made which is leading to this sort of margin? And can we expect these sort of margins going forward or there is any scope for improvement?
No, this should remain. So one, if you look at pre-quarter three last year, there was a reclassification that was done by auditors, wherein the restaurant employee food cost was, which earlier charged to employee cost, was moved to food cost, right? Sorry, we moved from food cost to employee cost. So that led to improvement, but in gross margin, but obviously didn't have any impact on EBITDA, store EBITDA, right? So that is one reclassification that has happened. But overall, we have improved by around 1.2%. So there's a lot of work done on menu engineering. We have also looked at our supply chain cost. We've also been very practically proactive in hedging our meat cost, and the sourcing initiatives there have really helped us to maintain our gross margins.
So, sir, on a like-to-like basis, if you could just give the impact of this, restaurant employee food cost going below gross margin.
It was around 80 basis points.
80 basis points. Okay. So 57% on a like-to-like basis is sustainable.
68% is what we target.
Sorry, 67%.
No, 68% is what we're targeting, right? We have delivered that in H1, and we expect to close the year also at 68%.
That won't be like to like, right? I mean, 70 basis points is from reclassification, right? So,
So like that, yes, you can say that. But now that reclassification is done, we just look at that. And to that extent, our employee costs have gone up, right?
Sure. Got it, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. As there are no further questions from the participants, that concludes this conference. On behalf of Barbeque Nation Hospitality Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your line.